This is Mike Effner for today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Today we hear my conversation with Norwalk boys basketball standout Reddick Bourne following the Warriors' Class 4A Substate semifinal win at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson last Friday night.
Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on 94.3 KNIA, and we've got one of the players tonight from the Warriors, Reddick Bourne, the senior, leading the way with 27 points. He joins us now. Congratulations on the win, Reddick. It was a hard-fought battle out there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
How did you guys kind of handle the physicality and maybe the trash talking a little bit and just kind of keep your cool throughout the game?
Yeah, I thought Thomas Jefferson did a great job. Obviously, they've had a great season, and I think, you know, we kind of expected this just because this is playoff basketball, and, you know, you lose, you're done. So I think tension's at an all-time high, but I thought, you know, both teams did a great job competing tonight, and it was a great game to be a part of.
And you have the 27 points, no three-pointers tonight, but you did a lot of your work on drives to the basket, getting to the free throw line. I only think you took maybe two or three three-pointers the entire night. Was that just part of your game plan to get to the hoop?
I think it was just kind of taking what the defense gave me. I thought early on they were kind of staying up, and I noticed just kind of when we were passing the ball around, I could get some openings kind of later in the shot clock. So, yeah, just taking what the defense gives me.
Really hard-fought battle in the first half, but you had that run there at the end of the second quarter to get up 10 points at halftime. How big was that little flourish there at the end of the second?
Yeah, I think it was great just to get a little, you know, momentum going into halftime. I thought, you know, just kind of we're not really used to the physicality, so I thought, you know, once we kind of got used to it and rebounding, I thought we did a good job.
And you're able to hold off every run by them in the second half. Jaden Calabro knocked down 4 three-pointers in the third quarter. He just kept getting deeper and deeper. But I don't think he had any in the fourth. What did you guys do in that last quarter to kind of contain him?
You know, I really credit that to kind of Mason Johnson and Grady Segris. They've kind of had the assignments in practice, and I think our coaches do a great job of kind of game planning. Obviously, good players make good plays, and he made some deep ones that we got, you know, kind of just got to live with. But I think we did a better job containing him in the fourth quarter, and obviously, you know, we got on a little run there when he stopped making them. So.
And then speaking of Grady Segris tonight, 4 big 3-pointers from him, 3 of those in the second half. How nice was that to see him stepping up?
Yeah, it was great. I thought a lot of guys stepped up tonight, and that's what it is, kind of playoff basketball, you know. When teams make it tough on, I thought they kind of made it tougher on me and Aiden tonight. You know, guys got to step up, and I thought Grady did a good job. I thought other guys did a great job, Cameron. And kind of just knowing your role, but when you're open, you got to shoot with confidence and be confident. So
you improved to 18-5 with the victory. You're moving on now to a sub-state final against West Des Moines Valley on Tuesday night, site yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. It's the third time you've played now in the last calendar year. You met them at state last year. You hosted them in December. You've come up short a couple times, but what are you going to take away from those games and to try and get them this third time?
Yeah, I think it's great that we've had the experience kind of last year and earlier this year to play them. I'm super excited to get another crack at them and just the environment, you know, playing one more high school game. Being a senior, you know, it's almost over, so I just got to take everything one step at a time and kind of soak it in. So,
what do you think is going to be key in that one?
I think we just need to play our game. I think we've been playing great recently and just kind of, you know, within ourselves, you know, and it all starts kind of at practice this week with good preparation. So,
well, we've been talking to Norwalk senior Reddick Bourne following the Warriors' 69-52 sub-state semifinal win tonight at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Nice game. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.